Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. In our series entitled The Fear of the Lord, I have actually gone through as many verses in the Bible that relate to the fear of the Lord. And I'm sure every time now that you read the Word from Genesis to Revelations, you will see when you're reading the fear of the Lord. Fear God. I love how the psalmist, David, in Psalms, venerates the lifestyle of the fear of the Lord. He venerates it because he knows that God is everything. God created everything. God is supreme. God has given him victories over all his enemies. So the fear of the Lord is truly the gift of wisdom. The fear of the Lord brings knowledge. The fear of the Lord does bring wisdom. Because when you have a fear of God, you will not sin. Now, I'm not saying you will be perfect. I'm just saying if you have a fear of the Lord, you will not go out of your way. You will not make it an intentional approach to life by sinning because you fear God. If you remember the last episode or so, I talked about how man becomes a stumbling block for even Christians. People fear man, then they fear God. And if you fear man and what man can do to you, you've made that man, listen to me, an idol. Jesus even said in Matthew 10, verse 28, I covered this, and when he says, do not fear man who can kill the body, but rather fear him who can kill the body and soul and send it to hell. My friends, you do have to make a choice to either fear man or fear God. There's only two approaches here. Fear man or fear God. And I've said, I choose to fear the Lord. Now, you may be wondering why I made that choice. And I will tell you, man has no power over me when you don't fear him. When you don't fear man, he has no power over you. So make the choice to fear the Lord. And I choose to fear the Lord because I know he's great. He's the El Shaddai. He's the God Almighty. He is the one whom I served, and I would rather fear him than fear man. If you remember, we talked about, or I shared how, as a little child, you may have that fear of your parent or parents, and that's healthy. So if a child has a fear of their parent or parents to the point where they would be obedient, so because they don't want to be spanked or restricted or disciplined, then the Bible is really clear when it says that we must approach God like a child so that we fear the Lord. I hope that makes sense to you, because that's how you learn to operate in a lifestyle of obedience to please God. So I choose to fear the Lord. Amen? So when I look at what David is writing about that, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and I'm going to bless the Lord in everything I do, because it's like me obeying my parents as a little kid. It's like, hi, mommy, hi, daddy, I love you. Is there anything I can do for you? Maybe you'll have that mindset one day to serve God. That's why Jesus said, do not forsake these little ones, these children, unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. But Psalmist David, he says, happiness is to trust in the Lord and to bless the Lord, because he says in Psalm 34, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See, as a kid, maybe, if you can relate to your upbringing, you brag about your parents. You brag about your dad's strong, your mom is cool, or she's loving, she makes cookies, she loves you, she takes care of you, she chauffeurs you around. You're magnifying your parents among other people. So we need to magnify the Lord among people by telling people how awesome and great God is. Because even when you're scared as a kid, you may call one parent over the other, depending on that fear you have. The boogeyman, you may say mom, you may say dad, whoever you believe is going to take care of the boogeyman. But David is saying that he will bless the Lord at all times because God blesses him. So you can speak blessings on the Lord. You can venerate God. You can revere God. You can pay homage to God. You can tell God how awesome he is. He wants to hear that because you know how powerful he is. That's the genuine fear of the Lord. Now, some kids grow up and they get to that teenage stage maybe, and they think they're equal to or stronger than or smarter than their own parents. Now you have no fear of God and you have no fear of man. I don't know. Maybe you don't fear your parents anymore because you think you're smarter than they are. So you don't fear them. You don't fear God. That's not healthy. If anything, you must have a fear of God over man. But I've seen people who have so much disrespect towards their parents that even elders or people of authority, they have no fear. They just treat them with disrespect. So if you don't fear man in that level, then you really have no fear of God, for God is the one who put authority over us to govern us so that we stay on the right path. Now, when I said don't fear man, that means don't let fear of man, be such an idol to you that you don't even have any regard to what God is. That's the difference. Jesus always confronted his apostles for being fearful of the things that came upon the earth, just like being in a boat. There's a storm. Jesus, wake up. Protect us from this storm. They're afraid they're going to drown. Don't have fear of things of this world or the things that are going on. Read Psalm 91. God will take care of you. So the fear of the Lord is so important because even in the Psalm 34, starting in verse 4, David says, I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. See, that's the good news. You can call out to God. You can seek out God. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you, and he will hear you, he says. So he says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. Listen to me. This is so beautiful. He delivered me from all my fears. So to a kid, mommy, daddy, come take care of the boogeyman in the closet under the bed. Whatever a parent can do that, to get the kid to believe there's no boogeyman, that's great. So have the mindset of seeking the Lord. Listen to me. Have the mindset of seeking the Lord. Like a child would seek out a parent and say, I can't sleep. Can I come sleep in your bed with you? Have that mindset with God. He will deliver you from all your fears. If a kid can say, Mommy, can I come sleep in the same bed with you because I'm afraid of the boogeyman or the thunderstorm or the noises that I'm hearing in the house? And the parent says, come in here, I'll comfort you. That's how God operates. Don't let man get you tripped up where you start fearing everything around you. That's man doing that. That's the enemy. Remember, Satan is the ruler of this world. But God delivers us from all the fear that Satan imposes on us. So I fear God, not this world, or the things of this world, which is governed by Satan himself. So when the psalmist says, David, in starting in verse 4 again, he says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. So when I listen to the psalmist, I listen to sometimes the songs, I have a recording of the Psalms, if you will. I listen to that. I hear it differently, and I'm like, wow, that is music to my ears. So I will bless the Lord at all times, starting in verse 1 of Psalm 34. His praises will be in my mouth. I'm always worshiping the Lord in the morning, in noontime, and at evening. I'm praising God. How awesome is what a mighty God we serve. Come on, you can sing that with me. What a mighty God we serve. So when you start singing unto God how great he is, what would you be afraid of? Whom shall you fear? Whom shall I fear is the Lord. Amen. Even the poor man cries out to the Lord. It says, even the poor man cried out and the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him. That's verse 6. And he saved him out of all his troubles. See, the Lord is not partial. He does not discriminate amongst the people that fear him. It's anyone who fears him, reverences him, honors him, he listens. And he will deliver you from all your fears. I keep going back to the analogy of the parents with the kid. My memories of my children growing up. They called me on some things they were afraid of. They did. If they remember, I'm sure they can bring it up. But the whole point is, why would a kid do that? You ask yourself, why would a child say, I need my mom or dad? They didn't say, I need my big brother, big sister. No. They said their mom or dad. Or both. Because that's how we're wired. We know, as a little child, mom and dad are invincible or great. We see that. Until we get to the age of enlightenment, I guess. And then we see them as, oh, they're just people. No, still respect your parents. Honor thy father and mother and you will live long life. That's what the commandments tell you. So with God, though, he's our Abba Father. And so I'm always going to call on Abba Father and say, Father, save me, deliver me from all these things that I'm afraid of. And he does what? He hears you. He hears you and he delivers you from all your troubles. That's Psalm 34, verse 6. It says in verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. See, my friends, sometimes when I do my studies for these podcasts, I literally sit down and I start crying out to God. I'm saying, Lord, what do you want me to say? I have my notes in front of me. I have my Bible opened up. And as I'm preaching, I'm being ministered to by the Holy Spirit, and the angels are surrounding me. See, when Jesus was in the garden praying, it says that he was crying out that his sweat became like, the word is like, comparing it to, like blood. It was that heavy. He was just sweating. He was just in, wow, agony, because he knows what he was about to go through. And it said that God sent angels to minister unto him. My friends, if you're afraid, call on the Lord, and he will answer you. So in verse 5 again, or verse 6, I should say, in verse 30, chapter 34 of Psalms, it says, the poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. So encampment is a place of habitation. Listen to me. Encampment is something that somebody's there for quite a while. So the angels, my friends, encamp around. They ain't just standing there. They're not just visiting you. They're encamped around you. If you've been to camp, you understand the terminology. They're encamped around you. That means they're there for a while, or they're there permanently. The God of heaven has sent his angels to encamp, to be around you, to be at your disposal all the time, according to even Hebrews chapter 1. So when I now have a fear of any kind, I don't know, just pick anything that you may have, or even if I have a fear, I go, wait a minute. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a sound mind. And the angels of heaven are encamped around me. My friends, the angels of heaven are encamped around me. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him. He can lead his people with an angel, by a cloud of day and then a fire at night, because the Lord encamps around his people. El Shaddai. Oh, he's so amazing. So I just love how the Lord gives us that understanding. He gives us that so much understanding. And so, my friends, I want to close by saying this, and you can catch the next episode as we continue in Psalm 34 on the fear of the Lord. But let me just share this. You know, when God gives us, because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, the ability to call out angels of heaven, I know some people don't think about that, but you can. Just read now Psalm 34. Go to Jesus praying in the Gospels in the garden and how God ministers to him in the garden. He also ministered to him in the wilderness when Satan was confronting him. But read Psalm 91. It's for all those who go through things as well. So I want you to stop fearing things of this world and learn to choose who you fear. And maybe you'll learn that the fears that you are afraid of that are on this earth, or the things you go through on this planet, in this world today. Remember, if you're a believer, God did not give you that spirit of fear. Well, who did? But greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. And so I now know, because of my relationship with God, that God did not want me to be afraid of anything on this planet, in the world that I live in, because God is greater than anything and everything. So keep that in mind. Join me again on my next episode as we continue learning how to fear the Lord in Psalm 34. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.